Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone is having a great evening, and welcome to our show this evening. I just want to spend a little brief time talking to you about the importance of documenting and sharing your family history, the importance of telling our story. So often, with African-American history in particular and the effects of slavery, our story is not told in our words, in our own words, that often. And it's very important now that we have the technology and the means to become receptive to telling our African-American story and documenting our family history in a way that it can be preserved for generations to come. Most African-Americans do not appear in official government records until the 1870 census. Even with that, sometimes we are hit and miss in the collection of other census. So it's very important that now, over the years that we have become more adept and have the ability to tell our story and to preserve and document our history, it's very important that we do that. And oftentimes, in discussing family history and discussing genealogy with individuals, I come across individuals that have a wealth of information, a wealth of documents, a wealth of things that will benefit not only the immediate family, but other families, and it would tell a story and paint a picture of the impact that African Americans and that the families have paid over the generations. So it is extremely important that we start to learn and start to critically think about ways that we can preserve, ways that we can document, and ways that we can tell our story in our own words to share with families and others throughout the generations, even after we have long gone. And one of the best ways that we can start to document and start to leave a record is oral histories. It is critically important that we start to document and start to let our elders tell their stories in their own words. And now we have the technology. We have cell phones that's easily that you can record individual conversations and document and store those conversations to a cloud, conversations to a hard drive, store those conversations to a family web page. But it's very important that we start to document the oral histories of our ancestors, of the elders in our family. Family pictures, oftentimes, this is one of the touchy subjects sometimes within African-American families. We all have that family member that possess a great deal of family photos, some going back decades, some going back multiple decades. There's tremendous amounts of photos that the fellow members possess, and it's oftentimes stored in a box or stored in a chest somewhere and left there to be forgotten. It's very important with today's technology. We have cell phones that can scan photos. I know a lot of family members are very protective of their photos and scared that they'll get lost or misplaced. But I will submit to you that those photos is not doing anyone any good. Boxed up, hid away, can't spark dialogue, can't spark conversations or help other people to remember the impact that our ancestors and some of the fond memories that those photos may evoke. So I would suggest that family members, that the protectors of those photos, will at least allow the family historian or the family member that to scan those photos. Invite the family member over. And even if you don't give the family members the photos, allow them to scan the photos with their cell phone to upload. The photos can be uploaded to a cloud. They can be uploaded and shared via social media on a protected family page. They can be uploaded or copied and given to a local library to put in a family section in that library. So it's very important that we document and share information with each other. Tell our story. Let our history, let our contributions to this country be celebrated. Obituaries. That's the same as the photos. We have that family member that seems to go to every funeral or have a collection of all the obituaries in the family dating back generations. Those obituaries, some people don't realize the impact and the worth that those obituaries have for as genealogical research, for as documenting the family genealogy, documenting the family. Those obituaries are a gold mine. And a project that my organization was spearheading was to collect and catalog obituaries, African Americans obituaries in North Carolina. This is still a very important and tremendous project. The obituaries is a wealth of information. I would encourage a family member, I would encourage families that have obituaries to allow those obituaries to be scanned, allow those obituaries to be documented, allow those obituaries to be shared with other genealogists that may be doing genealogical research, allow them to be shared amongst the other family members. They are a tremendous amount of source of information, source of telling a family story. Some of African American obituaries are very elaborate, very detailed, almost an autobiography of sorts, some of them. So it is very important that we share this information. The other topic, the other subject area that I want us to start to look into is start to embrace the local libraries. Start to embrace the libraries in your community in which your ancestors were born. Start to embrace the fact that these libraries are a treasure trove of information. Start to embrace that these libraries oftentimes welcome and seek out your collection after you may have passed. Let your family member know what you desire to have done with the documents. Oftentimes what happens, a family member passed, those documents are seen, viewed as worthless. The obituaries are thrown, put in a trash bag, thrown away to never be seen again. Photos are dispersed or may get destroyed or viewed as worthless sometime, or this may get mishandled and damaged. So seek out the local library. Libraries are a great source of a great place to store your information if they desire. Some libraries have a criteria. Others welcomely accept, have a more liberal acceptance policy. But view it this way. If I give my information to a local library that accepts it, then it's there for generations. It's there. You can go and visit and retrieve the information. You can make copies. You have the information. Not only do you have the information, but other individuals within the community, other individuals within the family, also have the information that can play a vital role in telling your story, telling your family story, telling your community story. So look at libraries as a place that you can deposit your information, your photos, your family history, your stories, and allow them to be the keeper of the information for generations to come. Historical societies is another great source of information and provides the possibility as a vehicle or depository that you can give your information to, and that they will preserve and safekeep the family information and the family histories. I would submit to you that during the course, or someone in your family, have them to write a detailed family history as far as they can go back, and type it up and print it out and submit that to your local library and your local genealogical historical society, that they may keep their other family members or other ones that's researching that comes along can also have the information, can also view the information, can read the information, and can glean something from your family and your family experience and the impact that they had within the community and is still having within the community. What you have, the information, the pictures, the obituaries, the stories, the oral histories, the documents, the receipts, what you have is very important information that tells our story, that tells that we are a people that have endured, that have survived slavery, that have made an impact on this country, that have built this country. And it's very important that we as a people start to embrace and start to see the benefit of telling our story and sharing our story with others and making sure that the information that we have is preserved, and it's preserved in a proper manner that it will last for generations and generations to come, that researchers can come along and document and can tell the story, that researchers can see the impact and the role that your family and your ancestors have played within the community and within the country as a whole. Now with technology, we have the ability to store information, store a great deal of information, to pass a great deal of information along to others with a click of a button. We have cloud storage, which we can store documents, we can store family histories, we can share information back and forth. We as African Americans, it is very important that we embrace the technology, that we embrace the ability to tell our story. Not if you're not, you don't have to be a genealogist, you don't have to be into genealogy full blown, but just come to realize that the information that you have, stories and pictures and obituaries and documents, they are important. They tell a story. They tell our story. And they deserve to be cared for, and they deserve to be preserved, and they deserve to be shared with others. Another great source of information and that is very important in our storyteller is recipes. Many of us have recipes that we have written down that's unique to our family, that are family recipes that have been passed on through generation. Take the time write your recipes down. Take the time to document your recipes. Take the time to pass the recipes on to others and share them. Offer a collection of your recipes to fellow recipes, to local libraries, to local genealogical societies. They are also a great source and shows the impact that your family has had within the food world. It shows that some of the recipes are very unique. So take and embrace that. Don't hoard it. Share it. Be mindful that the recipes are a benefit to others. A lot of the universities in North Carolina, the major universities, welcome and seek out also your family information. A lot of universities your family may have had ties to, the University of North Carolina Woodson Library does a tremendous job as far as collecting and seeking out African American and Southern history items. East Carolina University, the Joyner Library, also has a North Carolina collection where they seek out and seek family information. I posted on in one of my family groups, the local library at Lenoir Community College has a heritage room, wing of the library, that they seek out and welcome family histories and photos that can be donated to the library and can be shared with others within the community that comes and do family research. The Wilson Library, Duke University Library seeks out. The North Carolina Archives seeks out important historical documents that your family may have in their possession to preserve. And archives are a great source. Most archives have a criteria and seek out significant historical documents, but they also are a great resource of information. Oftentimes, the websites or they have classes that can teach you how to preserve documents. Preserving documents is very important. Documents over time degrade, photos degrade, so you need to start, if you have photos, one thing you need to start doing is start an archival process, start making sure you're taking steps to make sure those photos are preserved, that they last, make sure you definitely take them out of the, especially within old picture books with the glue and stuff, the acid and stuff starts to eat the photos and the photos start to degrade. So it's very important that you seek out and use the resources that's available in the community as far as your documents and helping you to preserve the documents and helping you to store those documents. The local archives, the local library that have may have an archivist there can help you and can direct you into the techniques that's needed to properly store those documents. But it is very important, and I wanted to come to you this evening and just talk to you about the importance of sharing and documenting our family our family history and the stories. If you do nothing else, pull an elder to the side and let them know you and record them and let them talk. Ask them open-ended questions and let them tell their story and document that. It is a gold mine, and for years to come, it will provide a great deal of information. It will rekindle on different emotions. So there's think and remember that we as a people have came a long ways. We have endured, we have persevered, and our story, our history deserves to be told. Don't be a hoarder of history. Don't be a hoarder of your family information. Seek out the family story. Offer that information to them. Tell them, allow them to copy documents. If you're uncomfortable with getting rid of your original documents, now with the technology, call them home. Tell them to bring their cell phone and scan the documents. Scan the photos. Get the information out and allow the story to be told and cataloged for generations to come. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to listen tonight. I hope that you have a great week. I'm praying for the families that have suffered the loss with the recent gun violence in Ohio and in Texas. Let's continue to keep them in our prayers, keep this country in our prayers, keep your family in your prayers. Thank you, and have a good evening.